This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another week and the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. That's our job here in this hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my DJV colleagues Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is here. She's at the controls in our studio in Washington. We do the program. One of the sidelights of discussion on talk radio this week has been how many hosts are doing the programs from their homes. Well, we are the leaders in that. I've been doing my program for 30, the Good Morning, well, the old Good Day programs, all the morning shows that I've done that were syndicated started 32 years ago, and I was the first one to do them remotely, and now we have all the ladies who are on the program with me, and that's all done remotely, so we know how this is done, and a lot of people are finding out that it's not as easy as it seems. I was listening to KFI, Jennifer, and the midday hosts were trying to figure out how to work with each other when they can't see each other. And that is, that's part, yeah, it's part of the whole thing of getting it through. So anyway, that's part of the discussion this week, but certainly not the main part of it, but it is how we are working. I'm going to go through the stories and the people list, and we'll talk about them. We'll take them apart little by little. It's probably not too much that you don't know. We'll add some nuance to some of the issues that hopefully will bring you into a different place, maybe updating you on some of the things that are important or maybe things that you haven't heard. Story list starts at number 10. Again, this is research done by Talkers Magazine, listening to a lot of talk radio programs, hosts, consulting with them, talk radio stations. I don't understand where number 10 comes from because I haven't heard, and it's not a criticism. I just have heard nobody talk about the Great Barrier Reef and the bleaching that's going on there. I'm sorry, I just haven't.
I mean, that's certainly been a topic over the last, you know, year or so.
Yeah, it's been around.
But I just haven't heard of it about it this week.
No, All right, so number nine, the number of celebrities who have the coronavirus, who's around, who's passed, who's up, who's down. Number eight, excuse me, the Defense Production Act. We'll talk about that and give you some specifics. Increase in scams. Wow, you're not kidding. Number seven, foreign affairs, the China relationship, that sort of thing. You ladies, take the list with you. I'm going to have to cough. Victoria, Jennifer.
Aw.
Aw.
He's got the coughs. I don't actually have the list in front of me, Victoria, but I...
Where did we leave off? Let's see. What did we get to? Oh, the increase in scams is number seven. Number six, foreign affairs.
Sure.
Yeah. U.S.-China relations, not great. Number five, social distancing and cultural changes, huge. That should probably be a little further up the notch, I think. Number four, presidential race, which we haven't really heard much about. Number
but
three,
those weird shadow briefings from Joe Biden have started this week. He's started trying to do a little media.
He's got his home studio, I guess, now.
Yeah,
right?
I think people were criticizing him for disappearing through at least the initial part of this.
Not great when the first video comes that I saw him do, and he's coughing, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I hope he's well.
And, by the way, coughing in his hand. Jake Tapper yelled at him for coughing in his hand.
Yeah. Number three, healthcare system. Number two, the stimulus deal in the financial markets. Huge, huge story. And number one, the economy versus lives issue.
All right, good job. The people list. James Dyson. He's the guy that makes that's the Dyson vacuum cleaner they're making.
Dyson vacuums, yeah.
But they're now making, they're making
masks. That's a crazy good story.
Yeah.
I don't know if we actually talked about it on the DJV show this week, but that is a really great story how quickly they were able to develop their own ventilator. And now in Europe, I think
Boris
Johnson's
bought 15,000
of them or something.
Yeah, when you look at how, some of the hygienic aspects of the new vacuum cleaners, they have these, you know, really, so you don't get the pollution, you're not breathing it while you're vacuuming your house. They have these very good, the same as the airplanes, and the new cars, too, as far as that's concerned. They all have these devices
the filters,
that
yeah.
clean the air very well. So that's...
I'm encouraged. This is a tough time for everybody, of course. We're all changing our way of life. But I'm encouraged by how many companies have really stepped up. And we're hearing more and more great yeah. stories about people who are using their technology. Or, for instance, like Joann's Fabrics was handing out materials. You can start to sew your own masks and gowns to donate for people, which
that's
is...
That's what we're doing on the farm. We're making our own.
Yeah,
you get the stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you can make your own. Then there was a story about Harbor Freight donating all of their supplies, personal protection equipment to local hospitals in the communities that they serve. So there's just a lot of great examples of people coming together, and I think we should focus on that because it's really easy to just get isolated and lonely and,
yeah.
and Even
Pornhub donated 50,000 masks along with a free premium subscription for first responders.
Nice.
So, hey.
There you go. just for first responders? They get the deal?
I think the free premium subscription,
asking.
Yes.
Asking. Come on.
It's okay. I'm pretty sure
even weighed in on this too.
I'm pretty sure you can still see plenty on the website without having a premium subscription. So,
what's
true.
Dr. Ruth saying?
She's saying that if you're single, a lot of people are in isolation and they're single, she said that she just warns that people need to be a little bit careful with cyber sex. So.
Why? What is the...
I don't know. Apparently she is saying, you know, just be careful, I guess, maybe of not getting addicted to it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Yeah. I guess, you know, she said, hey, by all means, go for it, but, you know, just be very careful.
All right, now,
you guys hear me silently cracking up in the background?
Because yeah. Kara's our single lady here.
yeah. Okay, cyber sex. Next, I want to spend a minute, as long as we're talking about companies that are developing masks and some of the things, the devices that we use to keep the air clean. One of the sponsors of this program is MyPillow. Most of you are familiar now because they've done heavy advertising the last couple of years. And so when it comes to how they're running the factory, Mike Lindell decided to stop all production of MyPillow and all the other things that they make in the factory. And the production has been turned over to make masks for hospitals. If you didn't know that, that's what they've done. And again, we're sort of making reference to all these other people, these other companies that are doing the same thing, whether it's the hypoallergenic masks or it's the filters, whatever it is, lots of people are going, as they well should, over the line to help out the cause. By the way, at MyPillow, they want to help you get the best rest of your life, and maybe you've noticed it's time for an upgrade, whether it's pillows. I've been talking this week about washing my pillows, drying them, that's what you do. MyPillow is the only pillow in existence that you can wash and dry. The premium MyPillows are part of the BOGO sale. Everything at the site is on sale. Buy one, get one free. And that includes certainly the pillows, the Suprema MyPillows, Giza sheets, the towels, the roll and go pillows, duvet covers, Giza, all the stuff, the pillows, the neck pillows, actually, those are kind of cool. You can get them all at half price. Go to Radio Listener Specials. That's the page at MyPillow.com where you can use the promo code DJV. And then you can check out as much as you want. And by the way, they'll help you finance. If you owe her $200 with your order, you can pay for it over time. And when you order, you get a copy of Mike's book. And when you do that, your entire MyPillow order ships free. Plus, you get a $25 gift certificate for your next purchase. Mike's book, A Story of His Life, How He Went From Rags to Riches. Don't miss this opportunity to buy one and get one free on all the things in the MyPillow catalog. The BOGO sale, use the promo code DJV.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, moving along now with our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine for the last week of March, last full week of March 2020. I just wanted to expound a little on Dyson, James Dyson, and the ventilator, and what a good idea this is and how well-founded this guy's company has been building lots of great devices for a long time. This is not an ad for them. But I think it does tell you what American ingenuity is all about, or ingenuity around the world, wherever it is. The company makes hand dryers and vacuum cleaners. And this is the kind of stuff that you may not have heard this week. So touting Dyson. And, yeah, there's a chuckle about Pornhub donating 50,000 masks to the first responders in New York. And they also get a free use of their website for the, what is it, duration of the pandemic?
I guess so.
Whatever it is, help yourself. So that's Local 94 in New York. Firefighters, if you're wondering, help yourself. Other names on the people list here. Did we do Tom Hanks, or we didn't get beyond Dyson?
No.
List, did we?
No.
Tom Hanks and the others. Well, the celebrities, it's worth a moment or two because of the celebrities who have the coronavirus, like Hanks and the Princeton. Idris Elba, the passing of Mr. Is it Blum? Is that how you pronounce his name? Blum?
I thought it was Bloom, but...
Bloom, I think it may be, yeah. Yeah, well-known character actor has died. And I don't know whether he was a smoker or not. I didn't get from the story whether that's what killed him. He was compromised, but obviously at 69, he's pretty young. Number 8 on the people list is the premier or president of China, Xi. I don't respect
Xi
him.
Xi Jinping.
I don't care whether I pronounce his name right or not. let's see. Number 7, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. He's the guy from...
President of Mexico.
Yeah, okay.
Amy Klobuchar, but yeah. I know.
Right.
She's still worried about it. Her husband has the coronavirus.
Really?
She's in the hospital, I think, right?
Is
yeah.
He?
Yeah.
Number 6 is Rand Paul. Number 5, a tie between Biden and Bernie. Number 4, Andrew Cuomo. He's been very visible and with pretty good results, actually. Mitch McConnell tied with Nancy Pelosi at 3. Dr. Fauci is number 2, and Trump is number 1 on the list of people. So in a moment or two, we're going to go through some of the things, again, that may be ancillary to the stories and the people and things you may not have known, including what is the, as we get to the end of the week and think about next week, New York has been the epicenter, but that city may change. Well, New York is still going to have a problem for sure, a big problem, but now there's another problem brewing in another city, and we'll tell you about that as we continue here on this week's overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world with the DJV hosts. I'm Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Along now with our overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, the DJV clan. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the epicenter of the, or at least the next one, New York City, with all, what's the number? Give us the numbers again, will you, Victoria, on New York?
Well, the numbers are constantly changing, but we do know this, that more than 50% of the cases in the entire country are in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, the biggest concentration
That's over 40,000.
Yeah. The biggest concentration is in what they call downstate. So that's the Manhattan, the five boroughs, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, the Bronx. That's where the real clusters are. And so Governor Cuomo has started shifting some of the patients who are not who can be transported. They're going to try to offset and move some of the patients to upstate New York hospitals, which are right now not overburdened at all. But so many hospitals in the five boroughs are just in really, really bad shape in terms of supplies. There are pictures of doctors wearing hefty trash bags in place of gowns because there aren't supplies, and they're wearing masks that are supposed to be one per patient, and they're just having to use them and reuse them and re-sanitize them now. It's a mess. It really is.
Yep. And they're saying 56% of the cases are actually linked back to New York. So even the ones that are outside of New York State, New York City, that they're they have links back to New York.
Yep. All right. So what's going on in Los Angeles, the other side of the country, the other big city? There doesn't seem to be as much action in Chicago, it would seem. I haven't seen a lot of focus on Chicago as much as the other two big cities. So L.A. is spread out more. People can have their space more easily than New York, but there still are plenty of cases there, right, Jennifer?
There are still a lot of cases.
Let me put this spin on it. The immigration situation, which has come to pretty much a complete standstill, what about the, not custody fight so much, but the giving of help to people that are in the camps.
Even the president is saying we need to know who has it and who doesn't. So it doesn't. Your immigration status does not matter if you go into a hospital to seek treatment.
Should
or
it?
if I don't think, I think with something like this, everybody needs to know, why would you send people home to die? I don't think that that's who we are. So I don't think that necessarily we can make that an issue right now. But the issue for California has been what to do with the homeless people, because the government officials here are very concerned that this is a community with over 160,000 people who are homeless in the state, more, probably more, because I don't believe those counts.
Are more of them dying? More homeless dying?
I don't think we even know how many have.
Yeah, not, we don't,
right?
We don't know, and not at this point. I don't think anybody knows exactly, but they're worried that this is a place, because they're just not clean. They're not washing their hands, and it could be a place that would really sweep through. So they're actually using hotels now. They're getting hotels that are closed down, and they're putting homeless people in those rooms, almost essentially in like a quarantine.
Who wants to go into those rooms after they reopen those?
Exactly my point. But they're trying to figure out where to put them, and that's the best option at this point.
In New York, they have all the hotels are actually, a lot of hotels have opened up for first responders and nurses and doctors.
They're doing that too.
Want to sort of, you know, they have to see the patients and go back and forth in the hospital, but they don't want to take it home to their families.
Right.
And so that's a wonderful thing that a lot of hotels, the Four Seasons and Yotel, and the list goes on. It kind of keeps building every day, which is great. And all those hotels have opened their doors to the healthcare professionals, which is so essential right now.
All right, so New Orleans looks like it's going to be the next epicenter if you see what's going on down there. Wow.
Mardi Gras.
Yep. The celebration's out. Can you be so stupid? There are a lot of poor people.
Mardi Gras was kind of around the time when this really started to look like it was.
Yeah, but they're still congregating.
Here.
You can see people going to the bars on Bourbon Street still.
Well, Bourbon Street's shut down now. That's totally.
Yeah, but I'm talking about earlier in the week and last week, and when people should have known much better, it was still going on there. So look out if you're in Louisiana or traveling through. 28 past the hour on the.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Americans could start getting relief checks from the government within 3 weeks in the face of the coronavirus crisis. That assumes the Senate-passed stimulus bill now clears the House today and is signed by President Trump. Mnuchin says
the American workers and American public and American business, they need the money now. So this is not the time to debate a bill that passed with every single vote.
In the interview with CNBC, Mnuchin brushed off some concerns about a record number of weekly jobless claims last week, nearly 3.3 million. Southwest Airlines now cutting 1,500 daily flights as the virus slashes demand for air travel. China banning most foreigners from entering the country now to combat the virus. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
At the hour, continuing with another half hour overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can see all of this at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, the list of the stories that they researched this week, and the people on the list as well. The discussion at the G20 this week, the leaders have agreed to develop a plan of action. That's the biggest economies. I wonder how, I'd love to have been. Don't you wonder what people are saying in the back room, a fly on the wall in the back room, when people are talking about China and how all this started and the problems? I would think there would be a move. If it were me and I were running this group, I'd be sending a bill to the Chinese government.
Here's our invoice.
Yeah, right. This is what you've done. You've destroyed the economy in the entire world. You have been completely irresponsible, or maybe... pathetically enough, you started this because you wanted to start it, but at some point, the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that it's costing the companies, the countries, the individuals. The Chinese government is responsible. So are these people holding them? I haven't heard any discussion. Nobody has stood up and said, or pointed a finger and said, you guys caused this, you pay. Has anybody heard?
I think we're not at that point yet, maybe, because people are in crisis. And so
people would go nuts if somebody said that. If Trump came out and said, we're going to make the Chinese government pay, people would go crazy.
Why?
Because they don't even like that he calls it the China virus.
Well, but if you're holding them responsible, why would people not like that?
Because I just know how people backlash. I know what the media response to that would be.
The media, the general news media?
In
general, I think it's time somebody had some courage and stood up and said, okay, you guys.
Once we get through this, I think that it definitely. Well, here's the thing. The World Health Organization has not been allowed in China for how many years now? They've been banned. So we haven't had any. There have been no boots on the ground allowed in China to monitor anything. So I think the real discussion, and I would love to hand them an invoice, but I think the real discussion that might come from this is, okay, China, this is what happens when you don't allow anyone from the World Health Organization on your soil.
No, this is what happens. You want to do business with the rest of the world. You want to have a big share of the economy, the economic benefit of doing business with you. Well, if you don't come clean, if you don't fess up, we're going to isolate you.
Well, they're never going to fess up.
Look at what we do with,
what I'm saying,
the Iranians. We put all kinds of...
What have they fessed up to? Nothing. You know,
but they still have... They've paid to a certain extent. I just think that we need... It's not necessarily an eye for an eye, but there needs to be a responsibility quotient here.
Right.
And there hasn't been any talk about it at all.
I agree with that. I just think realistically what we might actually see happen is the World Health Organization will have more leverage to say, look, you gave us SARS. We've had all these issues. This is now another pandemic. We're not doing business with you anymore unless we're allowed in. And I think that's similar to the Iran nuclear deal, which we're no longer in. But I think in a similar fashion, that might be really
who's going to have
that might
the
be what we
cojones
see.
To do that. Who's going
to
be the first G20. To step up? Yeah, tell the Chinese.
I think the entire G20
we're
together.
We're not doing business with you. That's it. You're done.
That
we can
could
find
be what
other
they're talking about. The G20 has been getting together for these calls almost, at least, if not daily, almost every day to figure out what to
we
do.
We can't have this happen again.
Nope.
This has decimated world economies. We can't. We cannot allow this to happen again.
And I agree with Jen.
I'm sure this is what they're talking about with those daily calls.
Yeah. All right. The coronavirus back here at home is transformed many of our businesses, many of our industries. The fast food industry, I didn't talk about this last week because I hadn't really had the full experience, but from a cultural point of view, I have not ever been one. If you listen to the DJV program, the stuff that I have talked about on the air over the years when it came to fast food wasn't very complimentary. And in fact, until a week ago, I'd never been in a McDonald's restaurant. Well, actually, literally, you can say I still have never been inside a McDonald's restaurant. But I ordered fish sandwiches at a couple of stops.
Oh, how was your McChum? Was it delicious?
I had lettuce, onion, and tomatoes with no tartar sauce and no cheese. It was okay, actually. And I had a couple of invisible burgers or whatever they call them.
Invisible burgers?
Oh, I eat those all the time. I'm eating one right now.
That's what they serve on Wonder Woman's jet.
It's invisible.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what I mean. And so that's, you know, but our lives, I guess I'm making the reference because this is, you know, where our industries, our food, everything about our lives is changing. Victoria, what's the number one thing in your life that's changed as a result of this?
Well, it's actually kind of a good thing because we're cooking every night instead of going out to restaurants.
And by the way, everybody who thinks it's all bad, there have been a lot of families spending more time together, stuff like that.
Well, there's actually a very high divorce rate right
now.
Not a good thing.
Right.
Yeah. Dr. Ruth even said, she said, look, a lot of couples, if you have a good relationship, this is a great thing, and a lot of couples are reconnecting. If you don't have a great relationship, then this is headed right to divorce court.
Yeah. So what about you, Jennifer? What...
I would say I'm cooking more at home, number one, but I think just to come up with something new and creative, my commute time has completely disappeared. I again, that's one of the silver linings of this is as I'm driving around because I'm deemed essential, apparently.
Yes, you are.
You know, it's easy. It's easy to get
Kara,
home. And
so Kara also has to drive in to the studio in Washington. What has changed most about your life?
Not much in my commute. I mean, maybe by like 2 minutes, but it's normally not.
Yeah, because you come in at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, there's normally not too much traffic then anyway. There are positive things that have happened, but I feel like for me, it's...
You're making sangria. That's a good thing.
I might make sangria. I haven't seen my family in like a month and a half, and I haven't really gotten to see any friends. I'm talking to them more because I'm talking to them on the phone, and I've video chatted with a bunch of
friends too, yeah.
On one hand, it makes me even more grateful for my friends and family, but on the other hand, I really miss them. I'm very close with all of them, and it's been pretty tough to just have... I have roommates, but I'm not necessarily best friends with them, and it's been hard for me to isolate from my friends and family.
How do you live with somebody you're not really good friends with?
I mean, I'm friendly with them, but we don't sit and chat and hang out, and I don't reveal my deepest, darkest secrets. You know, when I'm stressed, I like to have someone that I really love to be able to talk to about it.
Where are your pals? You can tell us that stuff.
Okay. But you don't live
with
me.
Well, she does tell
me. I know, she doesn't tell me anything, but she does tell the two of you.
You go away during all the commercial breaks.
Okay. Speaking of going away, it appears, according to the stats here this week, looking at whether the social distancing has been effective or not, I guess I would ask the question, why are more men dying of the coronavirus than women? What is there about what men are doing that's different, less responsible, or why is it that...
I keep seeing that. The only thing that I've seen, and maybe you guys have seen something that I haven't, but I'm just reading about, you know, men take more risks, men drink and smoke more than women. Just,
they may not seek treatment as soon, too, which could be another thing.
I'm tough, I'm strong. Right.
Or it could just, I mean, there's a lot of things, like there are a lot of markers that are making a difference. A lot of people have said that this attacks people with type A blood more than those with type O. That doesn't mean everybody gets it. Doesn't mean, like, people like me that are women with type O blood are going to just get a free pass, but it's just markers of it.
By the way, and this is, we don't do the politics here of this, but I have no reason to stand up for Trump necessarily because he can stand up for himself. But for the mayor of New Orleans to blame Trump, I can understand why the mayor of New York or the governor of New York would be PO'd at Trump because he pulled the plug, and I don't even understand that yet, why there aren't all the things that are needed in New York being sent to New York.
Well, that was New York's choice, actually. Back in 2015, they had the opportunity to buy ventilators, and they did not. California had the same problem. So
this is 2020.
They're asking for federal help because they are out of those items. That's why you're seeing the shortage in New York State. The same thing happened in California, where they took budget items and they moved it away from a public health emergency and they put it into something else. And so the federal government's response and budget of those items is different than the state's response, and everybody is kind of needs to carry their own blame. It's frustrating, and maybe they want more from the federal government.
The blame game is not appropriate now.
I agree with you. Well, I don't think so either, but what I'm saying is that there's a federal reserve of supplies which was depleted, but there's also, and Trump says that dates back to the Obama administration, believe that, whatever, I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah,
but
I'm tired of the politics of this. What I want to know is why governors...
What I'm getting at is that there was a depleted federal supply and a depleted local supply. So Cuomo had the opportunity to buy these ventilators, and he passed it because he wanted to put the money into other programs. Same thing with Gavin Newsom in California. And that the states are actually responsible here, too.
So you're going to let people die because you didn't like it, that they didn't do what they were supposed to 5 years ago?
But what I'm saying is...
Well, I mean, that's what kind of you're saying.
No, I'm not. I'm
not
saying
you.
I'm
saying that's kind of what Trump is saying.
Nobody's saying that. Everybody's saying.
Well, he's no fan of Cuomo's,
but they've been working very well together.
I think he also made some snide comments during that town hall on Fox News, though, about Cuomo. So I don't know. He's not above being petty about stuff like that. Well, but I think the problem, though, is that Governor Cuomo has said,
look, we're not asking to keep these ventilators. New York is ahead of the curve with a lot over a lot of other states. So he's saying, look, the average person, I watched his press conference yesterday, which really broke it down, and I thought it was wonderful. The average person who goes into a hospital with any type of respiratory illness is on a ventilator 3 to 4 days. If you have the coronavirus, the average is 20 to 30 days people are on a ventilator. So what he's saying is we need more ventilators because people are on them a lot longer. And right. So normally we would have enough, but now when you increase the number of people and the amount of time that one person needs to be on a ventilator, that's where we're in the weeds. And he's saying if you give us the stockpile, we will then send them to other states.
But see, what I'm getting at here is the federal government has moved some ventilators into New York. I think there's going to be more. But I think everybody's frustrated right now, and no one could have prepared for what was going to happen here. And
the states
found themselves with their pants down, and the federal government, to some extent, has found themselves in the same situation. So that's why I think the blame game is inappropriate.
Ridiculous waste of time. The last question I have here is about this ad that's been run by some Democratic group that's taken shots at Trump. Who in their right mind, under the circumstances here, is going to be that political to waste that much time and try to, in this circumstance, they should be ashamed of themselves, it seems to me.
Well, Joe Biden released one, and it was filled with lies.
A lot of people disagree with how Trump has handled this, and one of the big things that Democrats are still talking about is that biodefense council that the Obama administration started and then Trump eliminated it. That it was actually set up the Ebola. It was set up for pandemics, and there is nothing left.
There were 400 people that weren't doing anything, basically. That's why they eliminated it. That's what
the reports cut the CDC and then hired the infectious diseases. Those were all fake stories. The fact that he called this a hoax, a fake story, he said that the media's coverage of it was a hoax. He never said the disease was a hoax, and that's how Democrats are reporting it. So it's important that we be accurate here.
We've got to get beyond the politics, folks. So this is never going to get solved. We're going to drown in our own blood here with this foolishness going on between the two parties. Nonsense. This is the time to march your way to good health by getting your weight to its optimum. The right number for you, you can figure it out. The body mass index, you can go online, figure out where you're supposed to be. But if you're not feeling well, and you need to be feeling well through all this, you need all your defenses to be working in tip-top shape. And if you're too heavy, nothing's going to work right. So the folks at Calitrin want you to know the opportunity is there, the resources are there, the help is there right now. Go to toploss.com and see what they have in terms of understanding losing weight, how you can do it safely. The most important thing is that you lose weight, keep it off, and that's what Calitrin does better than anything else. 86% of the people who get on this program lose the weight and keep it off. And right now it's spring order time. You buy 3 or more and get an equal number free. So if you buy after 3, an unlimited number. Buy 3, get 3. Buy 4, get 4 free. Stay on the plan. They'll even offer you payment help if you're used to, if things are tight right now and you're really trying to do the right thing, but you don't have a lot of extra cash, they'll let you pay over time. It's very important. They believe in their mission. Their mission is to help you lose weight and keep it off, keep your body as safe and free, stimulant-free, drug-free. It's very, very, very important for you to have the best health, lose the weight, find the help at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for that spring order special and for free shipping. DJV, the code at toploss.com. Thank you, ladies. Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara here on the overview, this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
Thank you. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's car talk time. It's our friend Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com who's twiddling. Is this basically I saw a picture of you sitting in a rocking chair twiddling your thumbs.
Yeah, wouldn't mind anything.
Very sad. Yeah, your beard's getting gray, more gray by the day here, as you find that you're shut out from testing cars around the world because they don't want you. Well, you can't go. You don't want to be irresponsible and fly around and do all this stuff. So I understand you have a new coloring book that has been keeping you busy in quarantine, this Audi coloring book. What colors are you using? Do you use that magenta? Have you used that color from crayons? The Crayola people have magenta. It's a fabulous color.
Oh, yeah. It's a printing color, too. My mom's an artist, so I have a bit of a color bias. I like my bright reds. Audi printed or made available a coloring book online, so you could shut the kids up and give them some colored pencils, and they could fill a coloring book. I thought it was a great idea, by the way. I colored it myself. I know you did.
See, you thought I was kidding. I know what you're doing in your spare time. Knitting and coloring books. That's it.
I want to know why they don't have more cars in different colors. Once I got my pencil kit out and I started coloring some of these Audi R8s in and some of their old versions of the S4s and that sort of thing, I realized
you'll appreciate this. I was in an Audi dealership. A friend of mine runs an Audi dealership nearby. and they had a new car, the most ugly green I've ever seen in my life. And I said to him, I said, are you going to drive that car? He said, no, I wouldn't be caught dead driving that car. Are you going to sell it? He says, no, it'll sit here 6 months from now, it'll still be here. Now, but to sort of underscore what you're saying, the lack of, I love colored cars. I never buy a black car, and I try to stay away from white cars. I've had white cars, but I don't like them. I think they're bland, and I think black cars are negative. I don't like black. But so I'm looking around for a new Range Rover when I thought I was going to get one. Now I'm not getting anything, but I was looking because I want, you know, I buy them 2 years old and keep them for 2 years. So I'm looking online. Every one of them is either black or white, or black and white. You know, once in a while you come up with a tan one or a blue one, but I don't understand why people are that lackluster. Why wouldn't you want to have more color? It's more fun, isn't it, to have a colorful car, a red car, something like that? Yellow?
It is. 80% of cars in the United States are either black, white, gray, or silver, which is very depressing. Unfortunately, out of my stable of cars, 85% of them are black. It's not something I chose. It just happens to be that's the way they are. When you're looking for a car that's a couple years old, or maybe older than that, you just take what you can get, usually. Also, when you order from a dealer, and I think when I ordered my Mini, there was only five of them in the United States at the time, the kind I wanted, so I ended up with one with a black with a red roof. And it's a pain in the backside to wash, let me tell you.
Yeah.
That's the main reason not to get one. But I have been choosing some very bright Audi cars to color in on their coloring book, which I think is brilliant.
Right. Find it at Audi USA Media, I guess that's where you can go. Now, I want to get to the more serious things like car production not being resumed, cars aren't being made, cars aren't being sold, although there's plenty of ads on TV, stimulus, we don't have to pay for 120 days and we'll deliver the car. Are the advertising doing any good?
Somewhat. Funny you should say that. Hyundai came out with their new assurance ad. I don't know if you remember in 2009, Hyundai came out with the assurance ad, which said if you lost your job after buying a new Hyundai, they'd make your payments for you, which they've come back with that program, actually. In 2009, everybody's sales were down 37% due to the hard times we were having then, and Hyundai was up 14%, which was interesting. So they came back with this assurance that says if you buy a new Hyundai now from a dealership, and you lose your job, they will make your, due to COVID-19, they will make your payments for 6 months, which I think is absolutely fantastic deal.
Wow.
I think that's really great. If you were going to go buy a car and you suddenly put the brakes on, this is a great reason to think going back and thinking doing
it. Well, is it a good car? Do you like the Hyundais, different models?
I like the Palisade. So they have this, Hyundai and Kia have this huge three-row SUV, which they came up with, which is sort of akin to a Range Rover, like a Korean Range Rover.
Looks like it. Yep,
and
it does. Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing. This vehicle for starting price of around $30,000 is amazing. Now, of course, you and I would probably be buying something that's more in the $50,000 range. But to be honest with you, the 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, all of these extras that you get. Now, it isn't a Range Rover. That's absolutely true. It doesn't have all of the accoutrements that we expect with a big British luxury car, but it's a good deal.
Yep. All right, check out the deals. Find out what's going on in manufacturing as well. That's what Nick Miles is all about. Check him out at Our Auto Expert.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.